It's time for America's most unique motorsports show, Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor, brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. It works.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Mostly Motorsports. I'm Scott Traylor, along with Austin O'Neill, our producer extraordinaire, working with us, running the show today. And welcome, everybody, to the show. We hope that you got big plans for this weekend. A lot of great racing going on this weekend. And, you know, for me personally, I'm really looking forward to this weekend because the Lucas Oil ASCS National Sprint Car Tour is going to be running here in Kansas City this weekend. And I'm so looking forward to seeing a lot of my old friends that I traveled up and down the road with for years. I don't get a chance to see them very often, right? They don't race in Kansas City that often. They run up at US 36. They've got two dates at Lakeside Speedway and a two-day show this weekend out at I-70 Speedway, which should be a pretty good show. Austin, how you been doing, buddy? You doing all right?
Wonderful.
I sensed a little sarcasm in your voice right there a little bit.
No.
Do you want to talk about it? You want to get into it a little bit?
Yeah, we can.
All right. So I know that I can speak for some other people, not just Austin O'Neill, but you know, day one isn't the best payday for the Lucas Oil ASCS National Sprint Car Tour out at I-70 Speedway, but day number two is going to pay $4,000 to win. So, but day one, and they changed the format a little bit, and from what I've been told, it's going to be a show-up point race. We'll talk to Terry Maddox here in just a little bit about that. To me, I would never change the format to the national tour. Never.
I would only do it.
Never.
If they were doing a speed week like they did in 2020. Now the speed week is now a staple in the series, right? So then you need to have the same format through it. But if you're doing something kind of off the wall like they did in 2020 and bring back speed week, then you could do a different format change.
We ran Speed Week for several years.
But it took a couple year break.
Yeah, it did. But I kind of understand where you're coming from. I mean, it takes a lot of money to open up the door of your race car trailer to run that car out there each night. What do you think your average cost to run one night? $1,500? Roughly. Time you figure in your engine rebuild, because you got to figure that in, right?
Yeah.
Right? And then you figure you got how many tires you're going to burn up? Two, three?
Usually a right. We'll just give them a right rear, so that's $300.
Right.
Diesel fuel, that's probably $200. That's $500. You added about $120 in pit passes. That's $620. Hotels.
What do you figure your rebuild cost you?
I think it's a couple $100. So I'm going to say $1,100, $1,200, drop the door.
You know, Tommy tells me that their rebuild, he figures that that's about $550.
Well, his rebuild probably costs more than my $8,000 rebuild for the riders.
Right.
I'm probably up to 10, 11 or so.
Right. Well, I don't know what they are. But anyway, long story short is this weekend. But listen, it doesn't matter to me because I'm not the one paying any of the bills. I'm not paying out. I'm not taking in. So it doesn't matter to me. I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled to death to get out there and watch what's going to go on out there this weekend out at I-70 Speedway. Listen, let me tell you something about I-70 Speedway, folks. Just so you know, I-70 Speedway, dare I say it, is one of the nicest racetracks in the country. Facility-wise, track-wise, it's a real fast track. Many people have heard me say over the years, last couple of years, they should have just saved some money and built the old track into the new track. I think they could have saved probably $2 or $3 million by doing that. But the old girl was pretty rough. I mean, it was going to take a lot of work to rebuild that racetrack and get it back to its glory days. You know, the wall was falling in. There was trees all growing up through the fence and everything. It was going to take a lot of money. So maybe it might not have been much cheaper to build the new racetrack. What do you think, Austin? You think would it save some money if they would have just refurbished the old racetrack?
No, because just imagine how much more of that Armco guardrail they would have had to bought to finish, you know, through, you know, each set of the corners. I mean, I did the math on the track last night, like, yeah, on the size. So I'm trying to figure out what gear I need to run. And the outside of a dirt track is on the apron of the pavement track through the corners.
Right.
So front stretch and the back stretch is the same width and all that, same groove. So, I mean, how wide was the track back in the day? 50 foot, 60 foot?
Yeah, it wasn't very wide track.
You know, you add that to the diameter or the length of the track. I mean, you got to add a couple hundred more feet of guardrail.
Right.
And, I mean, you might have saved a little bit of money, but you probably would have spent more in materials.
Let me tell you something. You know, for me personally, I think Terry Maddox is doing a fantastic job. He has had some rough breaks this year, to be honest with you. You think about it. How many rainouts that they've had with the National Tour and some of the other series that he covers. It's been a tough year for Terry, and I've kind of felt sorry for him just a little bit, just to be honest with you. I mean, you know, you can only take so much, right?
Yeah, I mean, they went 2-3 months without a race because the last race was in March. They didn't race until, was it the lake when they raced again? So, yeah, they almost had a 3-month break right there and not any racing and, you know, rain outs and tire shortages. And, yeah, they went through a pretty rough span of you know, having to cancel races.
Right. Tammy. And Tammy, we thank you for tuning in every day. We appreciate you so much. She says I-70, Faldo, Lucas Oil, Husetts, Jackson Motorplex, Port Royal are among the nicest racetracks in the country, along with Knoxville and Eldora. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would have to.
That's a pretty good list of tracks right there. I think you got to throw in Texas Motor Speedway's dirt track.
Speaking of the dirt track at Texas Motor Speedway,
yeah,
I saw this yesterday. So they're going to have Barry Brawn was going to host one of his
Super Series races.
Yeah,
down
races
there.
Down there. I think it was. I don't have to look up the date. It was late. It was a little bit later in the year.
He's tied in with Bruton Smith.
Yeah, so right. It was a little bit later in the year, and he went down and did a soil sample test on the track, and the results. I don't know what he was looking for in the sample result, but I guess the results told him that the racing. That dirt that they had on the track wouldn't be good for racing. So they ended up canceling that whole event down there in Texas. So they moved that Texas race to Kokomo. So now that weekend is going to be the Super Late Models, the XR Super Late Model Series at Kokomo.
They said the dirt wasn't going to be good enough on the track. Listen.
Yeah, let me pull that up.
Let me just say this. You know, we went to Texas Motor Speedway many times with Lucas Oil ASES National Sprint Car Tour. And for the most part, that track never really did race very good, to be honest with you. You know, it would rubber up, it'd blow dust. It just never really raced that good. And if you're going to have a lot of cars on Texas Motor Speedway's dirt track, you're probably going to have some issues with the dirt down there. So I think Barry Brown's probably right on mark when he says that the dirt wasn't that good down there. I could see that. I've been there. I know that there's probably some people listening to the show that have been to some races down there at Texas Motor Speedway. And there's probably some race teams that are listening right now as well that could verify that racing surface isn't that really that good down there at Texas Motor Speedway.
Yeah.
But it's a beautiful facility, though. Let me just tell you. If they could get the dirt right on there, then I think they'd have a good surface down there.
Yeah, I found the press release for
What's it say?
The announcement, and I'll pull it up here. So all 2022 events at Texas Motor Speedway Dirt Track have been canceled, with a full track resurfacing project to commence this year. The Texas Weekend Series has been canceled. However, the Texas Dirt Nationals event featuring the XR Super Late Model Series will be moved to Kokomo Speedway and be held on the same date, September 19th and 20th. From Dan Robinson, a quote says, "Our goal is to produce the best racing product for fans and drivers alike. The Texas Motor Speedway Dirt Track is a premier racing venue in the state of Texas, and we will make sure to give our competitors and fans a world-class surface as well."
You know, we probably should have Dan Robinson on talk about that, shouldn't we?
Yeah, I read that last night, and I wrote it down and just pulled my notes up and saw that again. But
wow, how about that? So they finally admitted that the racing surface at Texas Motor Speedway is not that good.
About time.
It's taken them a while. But it's not that good, to be honest.
No, I mean, it's a great facility, but we've seen countless racing, and like you said,
it's never good.
No, I wonder what they found in it. I wonder what told them the results, why it wasn't good, or what.
Maybe there's too much sand in it.
Maybe. I mean, it's always smooth, so I mean that could be a possibility.
Yeah. I don't know. It's something to think about. We need to get Dan Robinson on and talk about that, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe we'll try to get him on this week and see if he'll come on the show and talk a little bit about what's going on down there at Texas Motor Speedway. I don't know. Where would you want, if you were just a race fan this weekend, where would you go, Austin?
Houston's.
That's where I'd go. Yeah.
I mean, that's four straight nights of World of Outlaws sprint cars at Huset's, and
it can't get any better than that.
$10,000 to win on Wednesday, $15,000 Thursday, I think $20,000 Friday, and $100,000 Saturday. I mean, you're gonna have the best of the best there, and I bet you know, we had how many cars they have Saturday, Sunday night? They had,
right,
you know, over 30 or so.
Right.
Lower 30s, and I mean, they're all going to stay there. Then you bring in all your outlaw guys. I mean, you're going to have over, I'm going to say you're going to have over 70 cars is my guess.
You think it's going to be that many?
I think you're going to have over 70.
You know, Ethan brought up Skagit. They are doing a great job up there, re-bringing that track back to life up there. So we might want to add in Skagit. I don't think it's quite on the level of a Lucas Oil Speedway or a Huset's or a Jackson Motorplex, but they're working on it. And if they can do something with the pits, no, that's the only thing that I see that's really wrong with Skagit is just the pit area, kind of on a hill going downhill. If they could level that off, pave that, I think that would be a huge bonus to Skagit up there if they could do that. Have you ever seen the pits up there?
No.
Kind of on a hill, and it can make it a little difficult to get out of there if you get a little rain, for sure. So, but I think what they're doing up there at Skagit, I mean, you just look at all the capital improvements they've done since they've taken it over, since Rudine's taken that thing over up there. It is remarkable, all the wood, all the concrete, everything they're doing, new speaker system, everything up there. It's going to be a state-of-the-art facility before it's all said and done.
I wonder what is, I mean, if you're going to spend the money on lumber, which lumber's through the roof right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Why don't you
imagine?
Just go buy aluminum seating? Why waste the money on the wood, which is going to deteriorate in a couple of years? It's at an almost, I don't want to say all-time high, but it's expensive. It's probably going to be the same amount as buying aluminum.
That would be a good question for your dad. What is the price of buying a 2x12 versus buying an 8-foot piece of aluminum bench seat? I think it'd be a lot more expensive if you try to do the aluminum seats. A lot more. I don't think it'd be a little more. I think it'd be double.
I mean, it might be.
Yeah. And you got to think about that, you know. Mark Shoemaker says, thanks for adding the vintage cars this weekend. Sorry, Mark, don't get so personal there. We didn't We didn't realize that you guys were running out there. So you know what? I love the vintage cars. You know what I don't love about the vintage cars? I don't like guys that are ass-kicker race car drivers running in that class. I've said this before, haven't I? I think that if you've got over 300 wins as a race car driver, you probably shouldn't be running in that class. It's a club. It's made for guys to go out and have a good time, race against each other, have a beer afterwards, yuck it all up. That's what I think that's about. How about you?
I have no opinion on it.
None?
I don't follow it. I don't.
I'm
just glad we got a support class, because if we're going to go out there and run kind of the all-star format where we got to qualify and turn around and run heats and then a dash and then a feature, just
you need some turnaround
time. I need a break. I mean, hey,
but first of all, just so you know, Mark, we were told there was no support class.
Yeah,
isn't that right?
When you said
Austin,
that,
isn't that correct? We were told yesterday there was no support class,
well,
right?
Up until what? 2 minutes ago when he said that, I had no idea there was a support class.
We had no idea there was a support class. Because we were told that it was just going to be the ASCS National Tour, right?
Yeah. I mean.
Spit it out, Austin. Come on. Just be yourself. Switch up winners in the vintage cars. Switch up winners in the vintage cars. They were added yesterday.
Good.
Oh, okay. So, Mark, see, how do we know this? We don't know that. We're not in the loop out there. So we're sorry that we, if we didn't give you guys any credit for being out there. But I enjoy it. I enjoy the vintage cars. In fact, I wouldn't mind having one myself.
Oh, boy.
What? You know what I'd like to build?
Last week you were going to buy a drag car. Now we're going to buy a vintage car.
I don't know what I want.
What are we going to buy next week?
A Corvette.
Yeah.
Motorcycle. I can do it if I want to.
You know, if I win that Corvette from the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame raffle.
You would sell it. You would sell that so fast.
No, like, I thought about this on the way to the car wash last night. Like, if I sold it, I mean, I could buy quite a few race cars. But I want to daily it. Like, that's my daily. I would have the nicest car.
If you rolled up out there in the Le Mans Corvette and pulled into Racing Boys Studio, they'd think we're drug dealers here or something.
Oh, careful. No, I would have the nicest car in Kearney. Yeah, I'd be top of the town.
You'd have all the girls trying to jump in the car with you, too.
That's...
You're not interested.
The right side door's locked. I'm sorry.
Oh, come on.
I got tires sitting over there.
Austin, we got to find you a good woman.
No.
Why?
Once you have money. This racing stuff's expensive.
Oh, I want a woman, but she's going to have a little bit of money if I'm going to be involved with her, because she's going to have to chip in on that race team.
Yeah. I got to make money somehow. I'm not making a whole lot now.
That's too funny, man. You, Austin, you know, that's maybe one of the smartest things you've ever said on this show. Because, as you know, when I raced all my years, I'm just going to say it right now, I had the best wife any man could ever have. I had a wife that said, spend your money on your race car, I'll take care of the bills. How about that?
Perfect. You'd
take one of those, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just take all your money. So, to be honest with you, I would not have made it in this radio career or my racing career if it wouldn't have been for my ex-wife, Sharon. Still one of my best friends to this day. You need one, Austin.
I don't know.
You're not interested. You know what I think you think? And correct me if I'm wrong here.
This could be interesting.
I think that it would cloud up your... You feel that if you had a woman, it would cloud up your mind, and you wouldn't be able to concentrate on racing. Am I correct?
It's just another deal. Another...
just something else to think about.
I got to deal with. All right, I already got enough stuff going on. I don't need nothing else to take care of. I guess. I mean,
yeah.
Unless you can work on race cars, then sure. But I don't know if that would be possible.
Yeah, John Lee says, I'm saying the vintage cars only have one, two same winners each race. That's why it would be fun to see it like wrestling. What? Where we get different winners each night. No, I'm with you. I'm with you, John. I think, you know, that it's a club. That's what it's all about. Ethan says, 100% we do. I pay for race and she takes care of the rest. I'm a lucky man. You are, Ethan, a lucky man. Make sure she likes racing. That's more important than anything. And I agree with that, Rick. So, all right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Terry Maddox is going to talk about what's going to happen this weekend out at I-70 Speedway. The Luxol ASCS National Sprint Car Tour is going to be out there. If you're in the Kansas City area, folks, you need to go out to I-70 this weekend. It's going to be a barn burner of a show. There's going to be a lot of cars out there. It's going to be a great weekend of racing. Listen, I'm a little bit of a homer when it comes to Luxol ASCS National Sprint Car Tour, but I've said this for years, that the Luxol ASCS National Sprint Car Tour puts on as good a racing as anybody in the country. I promise you that. And if you're in the Kansas City area and you want to see some good sprint car racing this weekend, you need to go to I-70 Speedway. It's Friday and Saturday night. It's going to be a great night of action both nights. And we hope that you'll be out there and you come by and say hi to me. I'll be walking around out there as well. Austin will be racing out there this weekend. So we hope that you come out and see him race as well. All right, we're going to take a break. It's Mostly Motorsports. It's all brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. It works. More of Mostly Motorsports with Terry Maddox next, right here on RBN, the Racing Boys Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor.
There is less than 1/100th of an inch of motor oil protecting your car's engine. Friction and heat causes engine oil to experience thermal breakdown, weakening its ability to protect the engine and its parts. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer is specially formulated to resist thermal breakdown, protect vital engine parts, and extend the life of your engine. It also stops smoking, knocking, and oil consumption in worn engines. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer. Keep that engine alive.
Go harder, faster, stronger with Rod and Supply. Whether you are running industrial, farming equipment, or a race car, Rod and Supply has the assortment of rod ends, radius rods, and specialty products that will help you lead the field in performance. Our superior design means our rod ends last longer and perform better, giving you the edge on the track and saving you money. Contact Rod and Supply or order online today at rodandsupply.com. We don't just sell them, we race them. Rodandsupply.com, serving the racing community for over 30 years.
Next to your vehicle's engine, your transmission is the most important component of your car. If it's not properly maintained, your car may not shift properly. By adding Lucas Transmission Fix to your transmission, it cleans and lubricates sticking valves for proper shifting, renews worn bands to stop slipping, stops seal leaks, will not void new car warranties, contains no harmful solvents. Lucas Transmission Fix. It works.
Here at Specialty Sportswear, in-house, we do all of the screen printing, all the embroidery. We do some vinyl. The other add specialty items like your pens, magnets, notepads, calendars. You can actually buy that, build your business, and make it larger. We have the largest screen printing process and the largest embroidery anywhere around in the area. We can do stuff all the way from your school clubs to sports teams, a professional look in the office. If you can imagine it, we can do it for you.
Missouri's must play getaway, Osage National Golf Resort.
3 9 hole courses to choose from at the Lake of the Ozarks in the Osage River Valley. Stay and play packages in our first class condos. A beautiful clubhouse complete with pro shop and exercise facilities. A large pool for relaxation and families. The Eagle View Sports Bar and Grill. Great wedding facilities. Go online and make your tee time today.
One of the main reasons for poor vehicle performance is a dirty fuel system. It can cause decreased fuel economy and actually do harm to your engine over time. By adding Lucas Fuel Treatment to your vehicle, it cleans and lubricates the entire fuel system. Pump, carburetors, fuel injectors, and valves as you drive. It also improves your vehicle's performance. It's a non-solvent product designed to protect both gasoline and diesel engines. Lucas Fuel Treatment. It works.
Race fans, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is open 7 days a week, year-round, for you to come in and check out all of the wonderful race cars on display in the museum. And our online store at SprintCarStuff.com is open 24 hours a day for you to check out everything that we have in stock for Sprint Car fans. Whether it's for a birthday, anniversary, or Christmas, SprintCarStuff.com has it all. That's at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville.
At Lucas Oil, we take pride in creating problem-solving products to make your car care easier. We protect your vehicle and make it run longer so you can focus on the things that matter most. Whether it's commuting to work, visiting a loved one, taking the kids where they need to go, going to the big game, or anywhere life takes you, Lucas Oil is committed to getting you there for all of life's important moments. Lucas Oil, it works.
You're listening to Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor.
Welcome back to Mostly Motorsports. It's all brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. It works. Joining us now is a longtime friend of the Racing Boys, Terry Maddox. Terry, how you doing, bud?
Oh, pretty good. How about you all?
Oh, we're doing all right. We're doing better. A good, successful weekend down at Texarkana 67 Speedway and Boot Hill Speedway this last weekend. That was a pretty good turnout, wasn't it?
It was, for not really having many sprint cars down in that part of the country. The fans came out and got to enjoy 26 ASCS cars on Friday and 21 on Saturday with our return. We haven't been to either one of those racetracks in over, believe it was 11 years for Texarkana and 21 years for Boot Hill.
So I heard that Boot Hill had a huge crowd down there. They're probably pretty happy with their results. Yeah. So it looks like you'll probably be going back down there again in the future, right?
Yeah, we're already working on dates with them, even a possible two-day show next year.
Man, Terry, that is fantastic, man. Wouldn't that be cool to get a two-day show down there? This weekend, before we talk about this weekend, I just noticed it. You added a race to the schedule up at Boone County Raceway. Tell me about that race a little bit.
It's going to be on Friday, July the 1st. It's a Friday night before we go down to Waukini, Kansas. I got a two-day show that I'm putting on July 2nd and 3rd. But up at Boone County, never been to – it'd be the first time the Lucas Oil ASCS has ever – been to the track up there, and it's a live celebration deal they're doing, so we're happy to be a part of it.
So, Terry, let me ask you, when you start looking for racetracks, when you start looking at them, do you go outside your box? Do you ever get, like, in the Speedway directory and start looking around at racetracks? Or how do you come up with some of these tracks that have never had a Lucas Oil ASCS National Tour event at?
Well, used to, you go to the Speedway directory, but now with the resource we have at the palm of our hand, My Race Pass, you can go on there. And, you know, there's usually every Friday night or Saturday night, I'll go through looking at results and car counts of tracks all over the place. And if some of them, you know, look familiar or never been to them, you write them down and give them a call and see if there's any way that we can put on a show.
Right, right. This weekend, it's a big weekend for the Lucas Oil ASCS National Sprint Car Tour. This is going to be the first time they've ran at I-70 Speedway. Tommy Estes, the old director of the Lucas Oil ASCS National Sprint Car Tour, runs that racetrack now. It's one of the state-of-the-art facilities in the country, isn't it?
It has. They've put a lot of work into it, and we're excited to be able to debut the national tour over there. The All-Stars, the Outlaws, and USAC have all ran at it, so we're going to finally get our chance to go see what it's about.
Yeah. So it's a two-day show, and I want you to explain to everybody, it's going to be a kind of a show-up point race, because I think Tommy wanted to kind of tweak on the format a little bit, didn't he?
Yeah, we changed it this year that any event that does not follow our standard national format will be a show-up point still.
Yeah.
So they are going to follow the old All-Star formats, what I was told, and instead of passing points after qualifying like we do, it's just going to be basically based off your time all night.
Yeah. Is that hard for you? I hate to ask you this tough question, but is that hard for you to stomach sometimes when you want to stay with your format and a promoter wants to change the format and then it's got to turn into show-up points? Is that tough for you to stomach sometimes?
Not a whole lot. I mean, there's only three of them this year, the I-70 show this weekend, the Knoxville and I-30. And Knoxville and I-30 have always been a different format than what we normally use. So we just added another weekend here with big money on the line and just a different format, and just make it a show-up point where they don't have to worry about points and go out there and have some fun.
Yeah. It's a big weekend, and I've been telling everybody that's listening to the show right now, if you're within a few hours of I-70 Speedway, it's one of the state-of-the-art facilities in the country. You need to go, because it's going to be a great show this weekend. Friday and Saturday, I-70 Speedway, Odessa, Missouri. The Lucas Oil ASCS National Sprint Car Tour, as well as the ASCS Warrior Region, is going to be running out there. It's going to be a fantastic show. Now, we've been told that they added a support class yesterday, the Good Old Time Racing Association. I don't know if that's the name of them or not, but they are going to run the old timer cars out there. That's what we're hearing now, right?
Yep, that's what I saw too. The vintage cars will be out there to give us a little bit of time in between our races to get everyone ready to go and keep the show rolling.
Yeah, Terry, has it been a tough year for you? I know that, you know, we've had I don't know what it is, 1, 2, 3, 4 rainouts. One race was canceled at Salina, a couple postponed up there at Jackson Motorplex. Has it been a tough year for you? Because not only are you doing the Lucas Oil ASCS, you're doing the Rebel Series, you do OCRS, you're doing NSL, you're doing all this stuff. How tough has it been on you this year?
Tough is an understatement.
Yeah.
This year has been, it's probably been a mixture. The races that we have been doing, we've had great car counts. We put on great shows. We've been having the fan support like no other. And then you had the downside of we can't get tires or Mother Nature. So, you know, it's about a 50-50 of how I feel about this year so far.
Terry, I was trying to get through this interview without bringing up tires, just so you know.
You're good. That's about the only headline we have right now is just tires.
Yeah. What are you hearing from Hoosier about the tire situation? Do you think that they're going to get caught up, or do you think we're just going to have to deal with this all year long?
I don't know. I hope we don't have to deal with it this for the rest of the year, but I just don't know. With the amount of series that we run and we all run the same tire and just having problems getting it, I don't know. Yeah. I'm speechless on it right now.
Yeah, I know. It, as a promoter, that puts you in a tough spot, because not only, as I mentioned, that you're the owner of the Lucas Oil ASCS National Tour, ASCS, but then you have all these other divisions, all these other series that you run. It makes it double tough on you because of all the classes and all the series that you run. How many of them run the same tire?
Every one of them besides now 600.
Really?
I got ASCS, the URSS, the USL, OCRS, and then ASCS at all of our different regions. So all the series I have run the medium tire besides my micros that run the ASCS 2 tire.
Yeah. Man, oh, man. That's got to be tough. How's the now 600 thing going right now? It seems like it's just going gangbusters. Talk about that a little bit.
The now 600 has actually been doing exceptionally well. The past couple of years, we've drawn teams from far as California, Arizona, to run with us nightly and chase our national championship. And last week, or 2 weeks ago, we had our Sooner 600 week was 5 straight nights of racing. And every night we had stellar car counts. And we went to Creek County for 2 days. And I think maybe we only had about 6 or 7 cars that actually race Sport City out of the 110, 115 cars we had.
Wow, no kidding. Terry, what do you think is the key to success with the Now 600? Because, that's your baby, right? I mean, that's where it all started. What do you think is the key to success with the Now 600?
I really wish I knew. I think just by having all of our regionals, the series that we sanction, all the weekly tracks, and getting everyone under the same set of rules is attracting a lot of people to come run with us, since we are a big A-class series.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, whatever you're doing, it seems to be working over there. What is the biggest challenge for you this year? Listen, I've said it on the air many a times, and maybe I've told you this, but you know, I was a little concerned that you were loading up your shoulders a little heavy this summer, you know, because you're taking on all these new series, the Rebel Series, NSL, all this stuff, right? How difficult has it been for you personally as a promoter? I'm getting a little personal now, but I just want to know how difficult has it been on you personally?
It really hasn't been as stressful as I first thought. We have lots of great people in place to help manage everything day to day. And so that's really the key to making everything go so smoothly, just having the right people in place to take care of the different series we have.
Yeah. Austin, did you want to jump in and ask a question here real quick?
Yeah, we'll kind of go back to...
Your mic needs to be turned up a little bit. There you
it's
go.
All the way up.
Oh, it is? All right.
Yeah. Kind of go back to I-70. So you said you're going to change the format. So what's the format going to kind of look like? Are we still going to qualify? Or you said we're not going to have passing points. So what's it going to kind of look like for us racers this weekend?
It's going to be like the All-Star Circuit of Champions format. You're going to qualify, and then the heat race will have an invert, and then you're... the top so many out of the heat races will go to the A and be pretty much based off of your time.
Mm. Is that enough for you there, Austin?
It's good enough.
Yeah, that's good enough, right? All right. Well, I know our boy Austin's going to be out there racing this weekend. We're looking forward to it. How's it been to work with Tommy Estes? You know, he was such a key player in the development of the Lucasoil ASES National Sprint Car Tour back in the day. I traveled with him up and down the road for a few years myself. I think he brought a lot to the table when he ran the series. What kind of relationship do you have with Tommy Estes?
Me and Tommy have been getting along fantastically well. I mean, we've been talking about this ASES weekend, and then he also hosts our URSS shows, so... we've been talking back and forth quite a bit, and he's been a pleasure to work with.
Yeah, yeah. Tommy, you know, I know he probably still doesn't care much for me because I was a little hard on him when he left ASCS and he tried to start the NSL deal. I was probably a little bit harder on him than I should have been, and I kind of wish I wouldn't have been that hard on him back in the day. But it is what it is. You know, I got a big mouth. Did you know that?
This is news to me.
Yeah. Oh no, it is not. It is not news to you. I know better than that. Hey, I noticed that Scotty Cook has been still traveling with you up and down the road, man. I'm sure glad that you've kept him on. He has such a rapport with everybody, and I know you've been using him with some of your other series as well. Scotty Cook's been a huge asset for you, hasn't he?
Oh, he has. Here this past weekend, he went down to the staging area on Friday to help Angie during qualifying, and then Saturday he was down in the infield doing infield report. Then he'd go over to a crash and help clean it up. Then he'd come on the front straightaway, help line cars up. So he's starting to get in the role of not only pit reporter, he's a infield worker now.
He's almost / official, isn't he?
Yeah, he's going to be the official infielder and then the official infield reporter, and then him and Brandon just be down there in the infield having a good old time.
You better be careful with those two together. I'm just saying.
I'm telling you, hey, they've been some hard workers here so far, and then got Angie Battles out there. She's been sweating her butt off in the staging area. Almost had just a small little breakdown on Friday trying to get qualifying done, but she's been doing a hell of a job. And then Brian doing our announcing. You know how Brian is. He's
He's all in.
My favorite announcer, hands down.
Yeah, no doubt. When it comes to the national tour, what is the hardest thing for you to manage that series with the ASCS National Tour? What is the number one most difficult thing that you have to do with the series?
Probably drive the motor home. I hate driving so bad. I really wish that I could hire someone that could drive the motor home full time for me.
I'm available, just so you know. I miss everybody out there on the national tour. Hey, do you have a t-shirt trailer out there?
We don't have the t-shirt trailer necessarily. Brandon Anderson's girlfriend, Bailey, has been selling Brandon Anderson shirts, our ASCS shirts, Matt Covington shirts. And so we have a tent set up and we just lug our, Angie and Bailey lug our totes over there to get everything set up.
Dieter and I have been replaced. That's sad. I'm just saying. All right, Terry. Well, listen, I'm really looking forward to this weekend at I-70 Speedway. For the people that are out there listening right now, if you're within hours of I-70 Speedway, it's going to be a great show. Come out and visit I-70 Speedway. It's in Odessa, Missouri. It's about 45 minutes outside of Kansas City, Missouri. It's going to be a great show. It's going to feature the Lucas Oil ASCS National Sprint Car Tour as well as the ASCS Warrior Region. It's going to be a lot of great cars out there, a lot of great stars. It's going to be really good racing. We hope that you get out there and enjoy some good 360 sprint car racing. It's going to be a hell of a show out there. Terry, we thank you so much for taking the time to join us here on the show. We appreciate it. We'll be talking to you down the road, okay, my friend?
All right, we'll see you this Friday and Saturday.
All right, there you go. There you have it, Terry Maddox joining us on the show. It's Mostly Motorsports. It's all brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. We'll be back with more in a moment. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor.
There is less than 1/100th of an inch of motor oil protecting your car's engine. Friction and heat causes engine oil to experience thermal breakdown, weakening its ability to protect the engine and its parts. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer is specially formulated to resist thermal breakdown, protect vital engine parts, and extend the life of your engine. It also stops smoking, knocking, and oil consumption in worn engines. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer. Keep that engine alive.
Go harder, faster, stronger with Rod and Supply. Whether you are running industrial, farming equipment, or a race car, Rod and Supply has the assortment of rod ends, radius rods, and specialty products that will help you lead the field in performance. Our superior design means our rod ends last longer and perform better, giving you the edge on the track and saving you money. Contact Rod and Supply or order online today at rodandsupply.com. We don't just sell them, we race them. Rodandsupply.com, serving the racing community for over 30 years.
Next to your vehicle's engine, your transmission is the most important component of your car. If it's not properly maintained, your car may not shift properly. By adding Lucas Transmission Fix to your transmission, it cleans and lubricates sticking valves for proper shifting, renews worn bands to stop slipping, stops seal leaks, will not void new car warranties, contains no harmful solvents. Lucas Transmission Fix. It works.
Spirit Specialty Sportswear in-house. We do all of the screen printing, all the embroidery. We do some vinyl. The other add specialty items like your pens, magnets, notepads, calendars. You can actually buy that, build your business, and make it larger. We have the largest screen printing process and the largest embroidery anywhere around in the area. We can do stuff all the way from your school clubs to sports teams, a professional look in the office. If you can imagine it, we can do it for you.
Missouri's must-play getaway, Osage National Golf Resort.
Three nine-hole courses to choose from at the Lake of the Ozarks in the Osage River Valley. Stay and play packages in our first-class condos. A beautiful clubhouse complete with pro shop and exercise facilities. A large pool for relaxation and families. The Eagle View Sports Bar and Grill. Great wedding facilities. Go online and make your tee time today.
One of the main reasons for poor vehicle performance is a dirty fuel system. It can cause decreased fuel economy and actually do harm to your engine over time. By adding Lucas Fuel Treatment to your vehicle, it cleans and lubricates the entire fuel system. Pump, carburetors, fuel injectors, and valves as you drive. It also improves your vehicle's performance. It's a non-solvent product designed to protect both gasoline and diesel engines. Lucas Fuel Treatment. It works.
Race fans, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is open 7 days a week, year-round, for you to come in and check out all of the wonderful race cars on display in the museum. And our online store at SprintCarStuff.com is open 24 hours a day for you to check out everything that we have in stock for Sprint Car fans. Whether it's for a birthday, anniversary, or Christmas, SprintCarStuff.com has it all. That's at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville.
At Lucas Oil, we take pride in creating problem-solving products to make your car care easier. We protect your vehicle and make it run longer so you can focus on the things that matter most. Whether it's commuting to work, visiting a loved one, taking the kids where they need to go, going to the big game, or anywhere life takes you, Lucas Oil is committed to getting you there for all of life's important moments. Lucas Oil, it works.
You're listening to Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor.
The things we talk about off the air. Holy cow. Oh, I can't even tell you. I can't say it. I can't talk about it. I can't say a word. But the things get pretty interesting here when we're off the air. That's all I can say. Thank God the mics weren't open.
I have no comment.
So, are you going to go both days now?
Probably not.
Come on, Austin. Why not go? Hold on. I'm going to tell you why you got to go.
Why is that?
Because those guys are going to figure it out the night before. And when you go out there, they're going to eat your lunch.
All right.
Is that fair enough? Is that a fair statement?
What if I go, don't race, I bring my stuff down there, don't race, and I become a crew guy that night, and I figure it out as with a team?
You need seat time.
It's a half mile. You hold it wide open and don't move your arms. It's not much simpler
than
that.
It's not that easy. It's not that easy.
I've done it before.
I know you have. And you did really good up there at I-80. And I have so much respect for you that you did so well at a track that you'd never been to before. But to be honest with you, how many times you raced this year? Not the modified.
Five.
Five times.
Last night was, or 2 nights ago was five.
Is that enough?
No, it should be. I should be at 25 right now, but I mean,
You don't want 25 because you'd have to rebuild your motor by now.
If it was my perfect world, then I'd be at 25. But I mean, I'm fine with whatever. I mean, if it paid more, then I would be there. It's just as simple as that. I mean, it's when it pays $1,500 to win and it's $200 to start, you know. And the way the pay structure with ASCS is, it doesn't get good until like 12th or so, like where the money starts getting out of the start money.
Yeah.
I mean, if I have a bad night or whatever, I mean, bad nights happen, but, you know, you got a lot of good cars there and you can't qualify or whatever and you're stuck mid-pack, I'm going to make $200 and, you know, I-70 is kind of known for being hard on tires, and then that's, I'm already out on that. I got fuel.
Hold on a second.
Enough to drop the door. I mean, it doesn't make sense to do it.
So let me just say, all right, how much did it pay to win down there at Double X last weekend?
It paid $2,000 to win, but I finished eighth and made $200 and never going back because of the awful pay.
Hmm.
I mean, if I would have known that they weren't going to take the money and draw it back through the field, and just, you know, not like they did and go all through the winter, then I would have, you know, wasted my Sunday night and went down there. But
right.
I didn't know that and found out the hard way.
Hmm. I don't know, man. You know, me personally, as a racer, and I don't know if many people know this, but I raced for 35 years. I never once thought about the money. You know why? It was depressing. You know, I used to spend $30,000 to go run an ARCA race. $30,000.
No thanks.
$30,000 to run my ARCA car. One race. And, you know, when Boyer runs second in my ARCA car down at Nashville Super Speedway, and one of these days, I want to show that video that we have when Boyer ran that. You know that little montage that we put together? I want to show people that so they get an idea of what we did that day, because that was a really fantastic day. But we ran second that day, spent $30,000. You know what second plate paid?
$7,500.
You've heard this story. $7,500. You know what it paid to win that race?
$12,500.
I spent $30,000 to run the race.
That's ridiculous.
$30,000. Me personally, I just never thought about the money. I thought about what the reward would be if we would win or run up front in one of those races. That's what I would think about. I never thought about anything other than trying to run up towards the front, get as much money as I can, try to lose as little money as I can, and just get out of there, and hopefully I didn't lose too much.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way to do it.
Well, it's not easy to do.
No, and it's hard to make money in racing. I don't expect to make a lot of money.
Right.
I don't want to lose an excessive amount for no reason.
Right, right. Well, you know, you can't think about the money, Austin.
No, well, I mean, you have to now when you got to pay $5.50 for
a tire.
$5.50 for diesel, a gallon. Then you're paying $3+ for a tire. It's just. Yeah.
I get it.
If you would have called me 3 years ago and tried to talk to me about this now, you wouldn't have the same answer.
Right. What is Kirk doing over there? I don't know. They're doing the draw, Kirk. That's what they do. They make the picture smaller when they do the draw up there. All right. I want to remind everybody that got the great track tribute going on up at Ascot Park right now. It's a great exhibit. It's going to be going through October 1st. You can see 7 or 8 of the open-wheel cars that raced at Ascot Park in Gardena, California. It's going on right now up at the museum. You need to get up there and check it out. They got all kinds of memorabilia, information about the drivers, the people that raced at Ascot Park. It's such a great tribute, maybe one of the greatest of all times, right now going on through October 1st up at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. Also want to remind everybody that they still got the sprint car raffle going on. And the museum is going to be giving away a 2022 XXX chassis with 410 motor in it. And they're going to be doing that on Friday, December 16th. And if you can't make it up to the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, you can always buy a raffle ticket at sprintcarraffle.com. That's sprintcarraffle.com. And have a great chance to win a car that's probably worth $70,000-$80,000 at the very least. Wouldn't you think that's what that car would be worth? Probably $70,000-$80,000.
Sprint car?
Yeah, 410 sprint car.
I bet you the 410 is about $50,000.
Right.
$55,000. Then I'm going to say
the motor's
parts,
another $45,000, $50,000.
Yeah.
$55,000.
I'm going to say it's anywhere from $100,000 is what I'm
right
going to say.
Around $100,000. Right. So, again, they're going to be giving away this on Friday, December 16th. And if you can't make it up there in person to the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, you can do it at sprintcarraffle.com. That's sprintcarraffle.com. They also have the 2022 IMSA GTLM Championship Edition C8R Corvette, and they will be giving that away during the Knoxville Nationals. That'll be on Saturday, August 13th. During the Nationals. It is a great Corvette. It's only one of 1,000 of these Corvettes that were made. And it's Such a nice car, folks. I told you that I've seen one online for sale for $150,000. They had a charity auction at Barrett Jackson Auction. They brought $300,000. I don't think that's an accurate value of the car because a lot of people, when it's charity, they throw a lot of extra money at it. So, anyway, long story short, if you want to register and you can't make it to the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, you can always do it at Corvette, the letter C, the number 8, the letter R, contest.com. Corvette, C8R, contest.com. That's Corvette, C8R, contest.com. Again, that's one of 1,000 Corvettes. It's a limited edition IMSA GTLM Championship Edition C8R Corvette. And again, they'll be drawing that on Saturday, August 13th. Man, what would I give to get that Corvette? If I was going to win either one of them, I think I'd want to win the Corvette over the sprint car. How about you, Austin? Would you take the Corvette over the sprint car, or would you take the sprint car?
Well,
you want another.
Like I said earlier, you could take the Corvette and sell it, and then have three or so sprint cars. But like I said, I would probably end up dailying it. But at some point, I'd sell it and buy race cars.
You know, Marie said she would take the sprint car. Marie, where have you been? Have you been working? Is that what you've been doing? You've been working lately? Because we've missed you. We've missed your little icon. And you're just not there. What a great Ascot display. Bob Baker, the man. My wife was taken back how good it was. And she said Marie's been on vacation. Where did you go, Marie? I'm getting a little nosy now, right? I'd like to know where you've been on vacation. Did you go to Cancun or did you go to Mexico? Did you go to Florida? Where'd you go? If you don't mind me asking. I'm being a little nosy right now. Where would you go on vacation, Austin? If you had a place to go right now, where would you go?
That's a tough question.
I'd go to Mexico. I don't want to get too far away from the United States, to be honest with you.
No, I would probably go to Monaco and at the end of May. That would be my go-to vacation. That'd be a ton of money to go over there.
Where?
Monaco.
Why would you want to go there? Because you want to go to see a Formula One race there?
Yeah, most prestigious Formula One race.
Boring. Formula One racing's boring, man. To me, it is. I mean, there's just not enough passing for the lead.
I think you should probably watch the Netflix series. That might change your opinion. I'll never change your opinion on Formula One. It's kind of like how my opinion is on NASCAR and TV. And you'll never change it.
No. The reason I say that is because it was about 2 or 3 years ago, the average pass for the lead in Formula One was 1.2. Do they pass?
Oh, it's went up. Last time it was 1.18, what you told me. So it's going up.
No. It was 1.2.
Nah, I think it is.
No, I never said 1.18. I've never said that in my life. Never. Never. But to be honest, do they pass more than that for the lead now?
Yeah. And it's not just the racing. It's the drama between the teams and the rivalries and the politics in the sport. You know, you have the 10 teams that compete in, nobody really likes each other. You have, Mercedes.
Do they really hate each other?
Yeah, Mercedes and Red Bull hate each other pretty much. Ferrari and Red Bull are kind of okay.
How's Gene Haas's team doing? They're not good, are they?
They don't have enough
money. Are they running the back all the time?
They ran in Canada this past weekend. It rained during qualifying, so they started on the third row. But rain's a great equalizer. But race time, they fell back to the lower top 15.
Yeah.
It's just they don't have enough money to spend in it. I mean, you're spending almost billions of dollars to do it, and they're probably spending in millions.
I did not know this, but did you know Sunshine won last night at Skagit in the Paul Silva number 57? Did you know
that?
I
did not. I saw somebody talking about them racing, but I didn't think,
I didn't
any
watch.
Racing going to be going on until this weekend for Dirt Cup.
Steve, are they showing that on TV? Is that on IMCARacing.tv or something? What is that on? I'd like to watch some of that up there, Skagit. Who's going to carry the big race up there at Skagit? Do you know? Have you heard?
Skagit, I'm not sure. Flo? Dirt Vision is for Husitz. I'm not sure about Skagit.
Everybody's saying Flo. All right. Well, I didn't see that on Flo last night. Not the one Silva owns.
Yeah, it's the California car.
Isn't that guy named Kevin?
It's Kevin. It's like Kozlowski. It's like Kozlowski, but with an O.
David Hall says, I love Formula One. Austin's right. Netflix is a cool series. All right. Well, you can have it. I'll watch some. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to watch some sprint car racing. But Paul Silva was wrenching on that car last night. That's what they said. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, everybody, for tuning into the show. We really appreciate it. We're going to do it all over tomorrow. Now, do we know if Steve's coming in tomorrow? Did you find out?
I think he's out of town this week on vacation.
All right.
We'll double check.
What we do know is, though, later this week we're going to get Ryan Timms on, and Chase Rodman is going to be joining us on the show as well, right? You got confirmation on that, right? So I say it right now, Chase Rodman is one of my favorite pit reporters. I hate to say that because, you know, everybody knows I like Scotty Cook a lot. But I think Connor Wade and Chase Rodman might be the two best in the business going on right now. I can't throw Scotty Cook under the bus. Scotty has a different style than anybody else, right? He does it his way, and that's the way he does it. And he's always going to do it that way, and he always has done it that way. And as long as I've traveled with him up and down the road, I never could change him to be a little more studious. He likes to get in there and just yuck it up and wing it with the other guys, the other drivers out there. All right, again, thanks, everybody, for tuning into the show. It's all been brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. It works. It's called Mostly Motorsports. I want to thank my partner, Austin O'Neill, Kirk Elliott sitting over there monitoring the broadcast as well. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We'll do it all again tomorrow at 12 noon Central Time. It's Mostly Motorsports, and it's all brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. It works.
One of the main reasons for poor vehicle performance is a dirty fuel system. It can cause decreased fuel economy and actually do harm to your engine over time. By adding Lucas Fuel Treatment to your vehicle, it cleans and lubricates the entire fuel system. Pump, carburetors, fuel injectors, and valves as you drive. It also improves your vehicle's performance. It's a non-solvent product designed to protect both gasoline and diesel engines. Lucas Fuel Treatment. It works.
Go harder, faster, stronger with Rod and Supply. Whether you are running industrial, farming equipment, or a race car, Rod and Supply has the assortment of rod ends, radius rods, and specialty products that will help you lead the field in performance. Our superior design means our rod ends last longer and perform better, giving you the edge on the track and saving you money. Contact Rod and Supply or order online today at rodandsupply.com. We don't just sell them, we race them. Rodandsupply.com, serving the racing community for over 30 years.
Race fans, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is open 7 days a week, year-round, for you to come in and check out all of the wonderful race cars on display in the museum. And our online store at SprintCarStuff.com is open 24 hours a day for you to check out everything that we have in stock for Sprint Car fans. Whether it's for a birthday, anniversary, or Christmas, SprintCarStuff.com has it all. That's at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville.
At Lucas Oil, we take pride in creating problem-solving products to make your car care easier. We protect your vehicle and make it run longer so you can focus on the things that matter most. Whether it's commuting to work, visiting a loved one, taking the kids where they need to go, going to the big game, or anywhere life takes you, Lucas Oil is committed to getting you there for all of life's important moments. Lucas Oil, it works.